Heyo! Welcome to Mostly Max and Other Things. I am the aforementioned Max, and welcome to another week of this here thing. I hope everyone is enjoying the decent weather. I still think it's fake spring. I don't believe nothing until you can go without a jacket for like more than a week. Anyway, I hope everybody's enjoying it. And let's get into the fucking bullshit, shall we? Let's. So, Justice Ruckus got flued out by his billionaire bestie, Harlan Claw, who sounds like someone direct from Central Casting if you're looking for a villain in a comic book. Basically, you know, his boy splashed down on lavish trips and, like, you know, all kinds of illicit shit that he probably shouldn't be doing. But, you know, I guess you do what you want when you popping, right? So apparently Justice Ruckus violated a rule that was put into place after Nixon and them did a bunch of their criminal shit so that people couldn't get bought and paid for because his VP, Spiro Agnew, listen, that dude was all about criminality. I mean, cats actually pulling up to the White House to come see him with bags of money. So obviously they had to put rules in place. Obviously some more. Clarence Thomas doesn't think none of that shit applies to him. So he's like, it's all good. You know, I ain't know I was supposed to say stuff. Babes, this dude has been making it rain trips and fucking gifts and all kind of shit on this nigga for 20 years. You fucking knew. But nobody gonna do shit. His whole energy is who gonna check me, boo. And that's, I mean, really, who is? Nobody's gonna do shit about it. Anyway. The cat that's been making it rain on him likes Nazi memorabilia a whole fucking lot. And he be having functions at that big, frightening, rich nigga castle that he got, right? And if you look at pictures, they all look the same because it's basically people standing in front of this giant fucking fireplace. And it's always, the camera's always over there, probably because the entire room is full of Nazi memorabilia. He has a signed copy of Hitler's book. So this is the type of shit we dealing with. Mans also has like a shit ton of fucking statues of dictators. And the thing that's funny about it is when all this shit came out, everybody was racing to the billionaire's defense. Like, he's just putting up reminders of things he hates. I was like, Jews? Like, what are you talking about, bro? But of course, you know, that bag of rustling raccoons, Thomas, is like, we're friends. It's cool. It's whatever. Yeah, who cares? I mean, it doesn't matter that old boy was putting money on his snow roach ass wife, bankrolling one of her money funneling dark money outfits and giving her a nice little payday to go with it. Nah, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that he's been crewing up with him and a whole bunch of other business rich motherfuckers who all end up at some point, and some of them have had business in front of the court that this joker sits on, and no recusal. No conflict of interest, no nothing. Dude just sat there farting in the seat, getting to all the free trips and shit. And going, there's like a resort, a rich nigga resort that all these like, you know, powerful, horrible people be at, like Kissinger and all these folks. And they all go there for 2 weeks. And I'm like, they're definitely hunting people while they go. Because I'm sorry, I will not be surprised in the least if they find bones in that dude's basement, the rich cat with the Nazi memorabilia, this dude Claw. I mean, really, guys? Like, really? Like, this is like if Mr. Burns from The Simpsons is a real person, but worse. So, and then everybody, you know, unhinging their jaw for him. Like, he can't be a bigot. He doesn't like Nazis. That's why he has so much memorabilia. This is like Jewish guys saying this shit. And like, you know, they aired it out. Like, oh, well, the problem. They made sure to let us know conveniently to make a leak happen that the current sitting Speaker of the House, Hakeem Jeffries, been down to the rich nigga castle to do some sort of speaking gig in the same room full of Nazi memorabilia and the whole pageant of dictator statues. So yeah, everybody knows what side their bread is buttered on. Ain't nobody trying to rock the boat. That guy is backing up the truck and doing dump trunks of money on these hoes, and he can do what he wants and they can do what they want and nobody's gonna get fucking clapped or nothing like that. So yeah. And obviously the hope would be that the snow roach would take down that bag of rabid raccoons masquerading as a man that sits on that court. But, you know, we can't always get what we want. Because if I could get what I wanted, he wouldn't even be on the court. But that's a whole nother story. Anyway, fuck him. Moving on. Tennessee's state GOP expelled two young black representatives for protesting their inaction on gun control. They were joined with by another woman on in the crew. I forgot her name. Anyway, you know, they all protested from the floor because cats will not do anything about, you know, gun murders because everybody and their grandpa can get a gun. So basically, they expelled the two young black guy representatives, both named Justin Jones and Justin Pearson, and kept the white woman who did exactly the same thing they did. But they fucked up because them two young gents was in there blasting, like calling a thing, and everybody could see it. And they're very eloquent and, you know, young. So, you know, they nice with a nice shady retort to fuck shit. And now everybody's paying attention. So they booted them two cats, right? They called a thing on the way out very eloquently. And now the youths are radicalized. They were already radicalized because they was down there. The children bounced from school to protest the ability of someone to go into a school and clap people again. And because, you know, they don't want to have to think about the possibility of getting sent to the fade while they're in fucking homeroom. You know what I'm saying? But that didn't do it. Instead of putting energy behind, I don't know, maybe restricting access to Nutter Butters to get guns or, you know, something at all, they decided to put their energy into expelling these three people. So they voted to expel the two brothers. Everybody is in an uproar. Tennessee is looking ridiculous. It's national news. Those two dudes are like household names at this point. And the gag of it all is both of them have already been reinstated. And the Metro Nashville Council reinstated Justin Jones, I think the day before yesterday. So all this bullshit wasn't even worth it. Because now, like I said, he's nationally known and the babies are tapped in. GOP's stupid. And now today, Justin Pearson has been reinstated by the Memphis commissioners as well. So both Justins still have to win a special election to retain their seats permanently. So now Tennessee taxpayers got to pay for a special election because the GOP, the state GOP, wanted to do stunts and shows. And now they're a national fucking disgrace. Good job, everybody. Good job. Those dudes are absolutely going to be at the 2024 DNC that's going to be in Chicago. Should have been in Georgia if you're going to keep it a buck. It should have been. Georgia is the reason why. Anyway, because apparently, which I didn't know because I haven't been paying attention to anything clearly, the DNC was, they were considering New York. I don't want that shit here. New York, Georgia, I'm sorry, Atlanta, and Chicago. And Chicago won the bid. Which, I get it, you know, the most prominent Democrat in the universe is from there, so that makes sense. However, the reason why the Senate is even popping at all is Georgia. Like, I mean, all the black ladies did mad work down there, and all the folks on the ground made it pop so that the place could be blue. But, you know, go off, I guess. I didn't want that shit here anyway, and New York didn't deserve it, because really, we did terribly in the midterms because of New York's fucking nonsense. So there's that. Anyway, those two dudes are definitely going to be on the dais talking at that thing. They are going to get prime time with their glorious hair, because both of them have amazing hair. And they're all going to be over there and they're all going to be talking. You know how they do the big video presentation. They're going to be in when it's time to talk about rights and guns. This is their lane now. They own it. So good job, Tennessee GOP. You guys look stupid as you always do. Anyway, I look forward to hearing from them too, Young John. Those two cats was about it, though. Like, excellent speakers and very good at clapping. The youths are very good at clapping on old wash niggas, and I like to watch that kind of thing. So it should be great to watch what happens with them. Hopefully they stay clean and don't come out dirty. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody goes in clean and comes out dirty in them fucking things. Anywho's that? A thing that's been happening of late is a lot of media personalities are pivoting to right-wing talking points and hosting white supremacists on their platforms. Case in point, a certain corny incel, blincel, of alleged DJ, academics for everybody who knows better, has joined up with some outfit called Rumble, which is known for a bunch of, white supremacist shenanigans and unwashed neckbeards talking shit about being superior to somebody, which, sure. It all tracks because the money's better over on the other side talking shit. I mean, even the fucking Shade Room is in there parroting white supremacist talking points and shit like that. And them cats that I don't never mention on here because they don't rate, the ones that is talking about more or less the only people who rate in terms of blackness is people who was direct descendants of American slaves or some shit, them niggas, they are in the pocket of a well-known white supremacist, and they've been parroting a whole bunch of shit. And there's been a lot of ginning up of a lot of ignorant motherfuckers giving a lot of light and love to these types of fucking shithole asshole bitches. And the reason for that is, you guessed it, we're going into a new election cycle. So now all of the mouth breathers and the people who will unhinge their jaws to get to that money are all crewing up to talk cash shit. Even people who are on video showing that they know better are also jumping onto the bandwagon. The wave now is to go after trans people. There's a chick right now who's pretending that trans women are erasing cis women, and her name is Caitlyn Jenner, a whole trans woman. So they've got one for everything. They've got the niggas who love to carry the water. They've got a trans person who was carrying water for them because there's money in it. I guess that Kardashian game didn't work out as well as she would have liked. So now she got to get her money elsewhere. They've got all these like type broads who was like, what? Less than a year ago, they was talking different shit. Now they talking that trans bullshit. And now it's ridiculous. And everything is dumb. And we live in the stupidest place on earth. Anyway, keep paying attention to what happens. Keep paying attention to who all else is going to be there. Because it ain't going to be long. Because as it is, fucking Charlamagne's stupid ass was talking about, because Angela Rye was putting him on the spot about the fact that he doesn't utilize his platform that he doesn't deserve. To tell the folks who would listen to him that, you know, all the shit you hearing is not what it seems to be in terms of things that are getting done, that Diamond Joe and them have been doing. This nigga said he don't want to do too much in terms of that because he don't want it to look like he's dick riding the Democrats. Bro, honestly, you're an idiot and you don't deserve this platform. You're a fucking moron. So many undeserving fucking people are just out here talking directly from their assholes. And it's just stunning to see. Truly, truly stunning. Anyway, pay attention. It's going to be a lot of people who look like you talking the caches of shit and framing it in a way that might sound delicious to somebody who ain't been paying attention. So pay attention is all I'm saying. As we ramp up to the newest clown car of an election campaign for next year, you are going to see a whole lot of people pretending that they don't know any better because, baby, the money is flowing on the other side of the wall over there. You know what I'm saying? So it's cats who was perfectly fine with selling their souls and platforming a lot of fucking bullshit because they're fucking whack anyway. Because it's the worst and the lowest quality of these people, like your Charlemagne's and your Shade Rooms, that are out here doing it. They're going to ramp it up. So pay attention to everything you see in right now, because it is going to get worse. And all the fake squabbles about who's black enough and who's actually this and who deserves what and who about to be free and who ain't finna be free, you pay attention, because it's only going to be a bunch of dumbass bullshit. And I would just ignore most of it, because especially the sources of it, babes, it's going to be bad. It's going to get incredibly terrible. Anywho's What else is going on? Oh, Jim Jordan, wanker, from the Congress, has been sued by Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg. He fucked around and he found out. Basically, Bragg has sued him for, basically, he dropped the lawsuit on him behind his fuckery and harassment of his office and interfering with the Rat King case. He even put receipts in the filing in the form of screenshots of tweets that this stupid bitch wrote, along with the fat wallaby that he's cashing his chips in on. All the fucking like violent shit and the fucking that stupid tweet with my man or whatever that fucking shit was from his bootleg ass social media site for dummies and losers. With the bat, the picture of him allegedly running up on Alvin Bragg with a bat. Yeah, you wish. You don't even know how to fight. You never been punched in your face, it shows. Anyway, yeah, he included all of that as exhibits to prove his point. So, yeah, the people have been getting harassed in his office. Cats had to get extra security that they got to pay for out their pockets because ain't nobody looking out for them. And there's been death threats. They've been casting them white powder in the mail, all kind of fucking bullshit. And he's also trying to lock down anybody who they might have peeled off to get them to entertain a subpoena from Jim and the assorted dickholes of the GOP, who are just, you know, rattling shiny things to keep their stupid fucking followers in line. Anyway, he's trying to make sure that any idiot that they might have peeled off who used to work in his office don't go to be bothered by them as well, in terms of subpoenaing them to try to get tea on the case so they could feed it to the fucking Rat King. Because that's all it is. Because man's actually made a fucking demand that Alvin and them come up off of all their work product, basically, on this fucking case. And hi, they don't have any fucking jurisdiction in state cases. None. 0%. But the dummies that they're performing for don't know that. So that's where we at. And I hope Jim finds out what's really good. Where was this energy when Katz was raping the wrestlers on the team that he coached back in that college he was at? Where was this energy? He wasn't trying to get down to the, you know, what was all going on there. He just turned his head and didn't pay attention, allegedly. Anyway. And finally, we have hit 148 on mass shootings. This week, it was some kid in Louisville, Kentucky, clapping people at his former job. The kid was 25 fucking years old, got fired, pulled up at the place, copped himself an AR-15 6 days before. Sent his friend a text, says, feeling suicidal, might shoot up the office. Like, what? And then pulled up on everybody while they was in the conference room and clapped everybody in there. Like, and then commenced to shooting up, because it was a bank, commenced to shooting up the whole bank and then waiting for the, did I mention that while he was doing all of this, he was recording it all live on IG. Everything is disgusting. Anyway, man's, you know, got clapped by the cops. The cops was running up and doing stuff. A cop got clipped. A lot of folks did not make it home that day. And 148. This is the fourth month of the year. We just started April. 148. It's like these cats are making up for lost time from when cats had to sit in the house for a little while. And it's like they're like, we got more guns and more access. Let's go do it. It's ridiculous. Who, first of all, you feeling suicidal, you can just deal with yourself. You don't gotta take nobody else with you. Anyway. Basically, nothing's gonna be done. We're gonna be wash, rinse, repeat one more time for the one time, again and again and again. Because the people who could and should do something about this are not interested because they've gotten away with not having to. So you can shoot up schools and churches and offices and banks and birthday parties and whatever you want to shoot up, apparently. It's open field, right? Right? Right. Okay. But allegedly, the governor of the state of Kentucky, not the governor. No, actually, it was Tennessee. Going back to Tennessee, actually. His loser ass quietly was like, oh, maybe we should do something about the guns. Maybe we should do something about the guns. Nobody's calling for him to be removed from office, though. Just those two young black dudes, though. Just them. Anyway, that's all for this week on the shenanigans and the foolishness. And this week on the pod, I do not have a guest. So let's just get in to these key takeaways. So for this week's key takeaway, I don't really have a big one, but it's more of like a thing that I've noticed. So, you know, there's been yet another fucking corporate merger, and I think it was Warner Brothers getting taken over by somebody. Anyway, they've taken over HBO, and they've revamped the HBO Max app, which is like the fourth or fifth revamp in as, what, many years? Anyway, this cat who's running this outfit now is removing the HBO from the Max, and it's just going to be called Max. Now, HBO is a known brand. HBO been around since 1972, you know what I'm saying? But this cat that's running the company now wants to strip away all of the things that make people want to watch HBO and turn it into something more, what did they say it was? Something more middle American, which means white, and which means, you know, like, let's not acknowledge the, like, the premium premiere shit anymore. Like, we're gonna turn it into, oh yes, what happened was Discovery got is swallowing up HBO, so now they're cramming them two very vastly different brands together into one big mess. You can already kind of see it happening on the HBO Max app, but basically the reason for this is to make it much more attractive. So what they're doing is slapping a bunch of all that Discovery shit on there. So you're gonna start seeing shit like 90 Day Fiance on there. You're gonna start seeing shit like all of that Magnolia stuff from that couple in Texas that, you know, rehabs houses and has like a little fiefdom in Waco. I can't, Chip and Joanna Gaines. Yes, you can't, that their shows, that kind of shit. You're starting to see like weird cooking shows on there, and they're kind of like shunting aside all the stuff that you kind of fuck with HBO for, like trying to downplay all of it, like as if, you know, there wasn't classic shit falling out of there on a regular basis. There's not a lot of classics coming out of Discovery. No shade. There's only so many iterations of that 90 Day franchise they've got you can watch. And I know this from someone who was watching that shit pretty heavy. Like, they're rolling all that shit together in one thing. So you, and also making sure to get rid of all of the black, queer, brown, you name it. They got rid of it. They got rid of Legendary. They got rid of the new version of Gossip Girl, too black, too beige. Whatever else they've been doing. But basically what I'm noticing is that they're trying to turn everything into a culture war, right? Where, oh, we're going to make it palatable for middle America. I'm like, you know, black people live in middle America. There's brown people there. There's Muslims there. Everybody there want to see themselves too. You know what I mean? But apparently, no. The only color that matters is white. And this guy has clearly got an agenda where he's trying to muddy up the waters, if you will, and make it look like America, which means white. Because, you know, the only people who exist in America are white Americans. You know that, right? Right. So what I'm noticing is a lot of things are just embracing. Everybody's pivoting, right? Like I had mentioned earlier with all of these more or less black identified culture types, I guess you want to call it, are suddenly flipping their scripts and parroting a bunch of xenophobic, white supremacist, you know, GOP type talking points to bolster their pockets. And also, you know, hey, look, I can't be racist if that guy's saying it, giving them that kind of credibility that they don't deserve because they're roaches. But it's just very interesting to me that everybody is very committed to this, for lack of a better word, bullshit. And a whole lot of people are buying into it, hook, line, and sinker. And that's wildly disappointing. But, you know, here we are. It's one of those things where it's kind of like, yeah, you probably, I feel like it's the harbinger of the end. Like, it's like a very slow walk to the end right now. Because everything's looking bleak still, you know, like Lake Mead and all these other places are drying up, about to not be able to give water to California or Arizona or Nevada. Listen, I saw Lake Mead when I was in Nevada, when I went to the Hoover Dam. That shit looks like, you know how a bathtub has rings from sitting in its own, you know, people sitting in their filth or whatever, and then they get out and you let the water out and you see all the rings? That's how the rings are plentiful and the water is low as fuck. It's like the water's going down the drain slowly. It's about to be a problem. So we're going to have a whole bunch of problems that deserve more attention than this culture war shit that these cats are on. But it's all they've got because they can't get anybody to vote for them because they don't have good policy. Their policy is garbage. It's purposely garbage. Who would vote for that shit? And the young people ain't with it. And people who got any sense and can read and, you know, you don't even have to be able to see that they're on some bullshit. But there's nothing left for them. So they got to push this fucking nonsense and pretend that we don't have massive, massive environmental problems. And we don't have a massive, massive everybody trying to clap people in their places of work and school and shit problem. And we don't have a poverty problem. And we don't have a houselessness problem. And we don't have no problems. The only problem is too many gays, too many blacks wanting things like to live unbothered. Yeah, I feel like people are going to get sucked in and even people that I respect and love were saying wild shit where I was just like, wow, you for real right now? All right, I guess, child. You know, you don't want to throw people away, but fucking hell, bro. It's like, I got to take a break. But anyway, I'm rambling. I don't really have anything else to say. So I'm just going to wrap it up. So that's this week in Mostly Max and Other Things. As always, keep washing your hands, keep wearing your masks, the good kind, keep your Purell on decky. I don't care what Diamond Joe's telling you. Even if they claim that May 11th is a drop dead date for anything having to do with pandemic supports, pandemic's still happening. As always, keep taking care of yourself and keep taking care of others. And I'll be back next week.